There's 4 days left until the presidential election next Tuesday, and Barack Obama has put up TV ads in John McCain's home state of Arizona, the red states of North Dakota, and Georgia.
Live from Washington, D.C.
This is my right.
Jay Sekulow Live.
Right given by God.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now.
Live a free life.
Call 1-800-684-3110.
Live in freedom.
That's 1-800-684-3110.
Talking about freedom.
And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
I will fight.
Hey, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We're taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. 4 days left until the presidential election, until the people of America go to the polls to elect the next president, senators, congressmen and women, state and local representatives, city officials, a host of officials and very important propositions like Proposition 8 out of California as well. And as we head into this final weekend, the final day of October, before the election, a couple of interesting things. First, Barack Obama's campaign has kicked off three newspaper reporters who work for newspapers that endorse John McCain. The New York Post, the Washington Times, and the Dallas Morning News have all been told to move off the campaign plane by Barack Obama's staff to make way for other reporters. A new poll out shows that Barack Obama's supporters, his direct supporters, are at odds with others on the Fairness Doctrine. When asked about the Fairness Doctrine, those who say they'll vote for Barack Obama support reinstating the Fairness Doctrine 55-37%. Meanwhile, independent voters oppose reviving the doctrine 49-40%, and very interesting, undecided voters reject it 50-17%. That's something interesting to discuss as well. But as we go into these final 4 days, where do you think the campaign is? I mean, this is it, folks. 1 weekend to go, one more radio show before the Americans start going to the polls. Have you already cast your vote? Did you participate in early voting? We'll talk to you about it. 1-800-684-3110. Lots of calls already coming into the broadcast. Let's go right to the phones. Nick's calling from New York on line one. Nick, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Thanks, Joe. I just got a quick question. Maybe sure. It's off the wall, but this guy spent probably close to $700 million, Barack Obama, on his
right.
campaign. Where does all this money come from?
Well, it comes from donors in the United States. There's the different limits set up by the federal government, the $2,300 personal limit. Of course, you can give that, Nick, once in the primary and then once again in the general election. So the limits are a little bit higher than what they're first reported. But there has been a lot of reports about some of these unknown donations given to Barack Obama. People have not put that. If you've given a federal donation before to a campaign, you'll know that they ask for your, of course, address and information, but also your employer. And they really want to check to figure out exactly what you do. Are you one of those lobbyists that Barack Obama doesn't want to take any donations from? So they want to check that. There have been reports that these donations, some of them are from unknown sources. That being said, with these final 4 days to go, probably won't have an impact at all on the actual election. At this point, 4 days until the election, the FEC is not going to move so quickly where that's going to be a big deal. I think for John McCain, these final days, he's got to focus the issues and show the American people, those independent voters who haven't made up their mind yet, exactly what the differences on the issues are between John McCain and Barack Obama. And if you're Barack Obama, you got to keep it smooth, keep it positive, and make sure that your supporters are riled up. Don't think they're automatically going to win, because you got to make sure they're going to stand in line 2, 3, 4 hours for you to vote for you in some of these battleground states. When we come back, we'll take more of your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. I'll tell you this too, folks. You need to tune into ACLJ this week, our television broadcast. This is part two of the two-part series about the couple that we've represented from Syria and the Persian Gulf who have declared asylum in the United Kingdom, and we're bringing you their story. This episode, we take you inside their church in the UK, talk with their pastor about the situation in the UK with the Muslim community that's on the rise there, and definitely a very radicalized one at that. So we want you to tune into ACLJ this week. And we also want you to stand up against the Organization of the Islamic Conference still building this campaign to end anti-Christian bigotry. Call right now, 877-989-2255 or aclj.org.
Around the world, Christians are under attack. In Iran, a couple is tortured for reading the Bible. Two men tried and convicted for possessing Christian books in Algeria. Examples of a growing global crisis. Christians targeted because of their faith. Now, one of the largest organizations inside the United Nations is making a bad situation worse. The Organization of the Islamic Conference at the UN is pushing a dangerous resolution called Combating Defamation of Religions. It's an anti-Christian measure, and it endorses what's taking place in many Muslim countries, where those who even speak about Islam are severely punished with imprisonment, even death. Now more than ever, Christians expressing their faith are now guilty of hate speech. The American Center for Law and Justice, along with its European affiliate, is sending a powerful message to this UN group. Its anti-Christian bigotry won't be tolerated. Stand with the ACLJ and sign on to this petition. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or add your name online at aclj.org.
The Supreme Court of the United States granting review out of those Ten Commandment cases that we represent. This is a big, big case, huge ramifications.
It's a case that's likely to change the legal landscape in America, and the American Center for Law and Justice is at the forefront of this landmark legal battle. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow will present oral arguments to the Supreme Court on a critical First Amendment case involving the Ten Commandments and other displays.
This could help preserve upwards of 4,000 of these Ten Commandment monuments.
There's so much at stake with this Supreme Court case. Our history, our heritage is on the line. The ACLJ must get the High Court to overturn a disturbing decision, a ruling that could force cities and states to make a troubling choice: remove existing displays or permit any group to display any monument in public places. The briefs have been filed and oral arguments are set for November 12th at the Supreme Court. Jay and his legal team are intensely preparing for this case. This is the time to pray for Jay and his legal team. With so much at stake, your prayers are greatly appreciated. Thank you.
This is my right. Right, given by God.
1-800-684-3110 is the number if you want to talk to us on air today. Talking about, of course, the upcoming presidential election, just 4 days off. I will tell you this, too, some interesting polling news out of North Carolina and Missouri, basically showing the race at a dead heat. Now, you may think, oh, well, that's good news for John McCain, and now Missouri may be. He really needs to hold that state. But North Carolina, the fact that we're talking about North Carolina as a real battleground state, and Karl Rove has called it that, and that we're basically calling Virginia a blue state at this point, which people aren't 100% sure will go that way, but it appears so. And I know from Karl Rove's analysis he's been doing on Fox News, he's got Virginia as blue and North Carolina and Missouri as toss-ups. Folks, what a different election that we're going through right now than we went through in 2004 with the states that were in play. Of course, you've got the usual players of Ohio and Florida and Pennsylvania, but you add in states like North Carolina, Virginia, Missouri, a lot of southeast states in there, folks. So we want to talk to you about it. 1-800-684-3110. Let's go to the phones. Ruth from New Hampshire on line one. Ruth, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hello, Jay. Jordan?
Hey, Ruth.
Is this who I'm talking to?
Yep, you're on the air.
Okay. I want to know, I haven't heard anything about Obama's citizenship lately.
Right. Well, that's because, Ruth, the case against his citizenship in Pennsylvania was thrown out by the district court. Now, I believe the party who brought this suit has made an appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. But at this point, that case was thrown out. The judge saying that the person who brought the case did not have standing to do so. So didn't rule on the merits, but said they did not have standing to bring the case. So at this point, I think, Ruth, as for the actual election 4 days out, doesn't look like that will have much effect on it. That being said, people can keep challenging it until if Barack Obama did win, until he was sworn in. But at the same time, I don't think that's going to have much of an effect, and he's provided most of the documents that have been asked for. But I will tell people, we're getting tons of emails about it, tons of responses about it. We're 4 days out from the election, folks. Regardless of which candidate you support, you should be getting out there in the public, get to your polls, get involved in volunteer activities for either campaign, and handle it that way. I think these topics now that we've been discussing for the last 2 years, unfortunately, we come down to these last 4 days. It's about voter turnout in these states, and I encourage you to get involved. Let's go back to the phones again. George from California on line two. George, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hello. I would like to know how come nobody seems to have taken notice that in Obama's statement that if his daughter made a mistake, he did not want to see her punished with a child. No Warren, have you got any explanation why we've never heard of anybody taking notice that he called it a child?
I have seen some organizations. I've heard about it, you know, on Fox News and conservative radio and Christian radio. I've heard it discussed, George. I think there's a couple things here. Barack Obama has a lot of supporters who consider themselves pro-life, and they're really ignoring this issue. I think that they understand where he stands on the issue, and what they're saying is that's not my number one issue anymore. It never was my number one issue. So if that's what he means, you know, if he's pro-abortion, he's pro-abortion. And, George, I think because it's so clear where Barack Obama stands on abortion, this is someone who supports the Freedom of Choice Act, which would overturn the ban on partial birth abortions, well, of parental notification laws, minors laws, all those different kinds of restrictions put in by the federal government, that it's very clear when you have John McCain and Barack Obama on abortion, you have two very different people, which is why I don't think as many of these comments get discussed, because Barack Obama is very honest about where he stands. He's very pro-abortion. And he's not afraid to say so. And he hasn't talked about it a lot, but that's because the more he talks about it, the less popular he'll become. But unfortunately, John McCain really has not forced Barack Obama to talk about this. Sarah Palin has brought it up some, and Joe Biden has had to discuss it. But it has not been a major topic in this campaign. Folks, we want to talk to you at 1-800-684-3110. With 4 days out, where do you think the election is going? Tom from New York on line four. Tom, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, thank you, Mr. Sekulow, for taking my call.
Thanks, Tom.
I just want to encourage everybody to pray. Not only should we support the ACLJ through our giving and through signing petitions, I think those are really important, but I just want everybody to pray. You know, get on their knees for 5 minutes and ask Jesus to be merciful to this nation that we love so much. And I have a Bible verse here real quick. James 5:16, confess your trespasses one to another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective prayer of a righteous man avails much. So I just want to encourage people to take a few minutes each day and pray that God would direct our nation again and be merciful.
Tom, I support everything you're asking for there, and I encourage people also, you know, at the end of the day, that's one place we can always turn, and that's to prayer. That the right things will be done, and that the will of the people here in the U.S. when they go to vote in their hearts and they have to make those tough decisions of who to vote for in races, that the will of God, which you know will work through the electorate and it has worked, will go through. Now, and I encourage folks, people are getting distraught about this election, and to remember that it's an election, and in 2 years from now, we'll be talking about the next election, and 2 years from that, the next one. And we can't lose focus of the tough issues that we fight every day, whether it's against the organization of the Islamic Conference, for life, for marriage, for good judges. We can't forget those battles because of one election cycle. You have to keep fighting, folks, which is why we're already looking past the election, fighting the organization of the Islamic Conference at the United Nations. This is a fight that's going to go through December, and we need you to stand with us. It transcends politics. It transcends partisan politics. We want you to stand up and say, no, we are not going to have the UN under an official human rights resolution criminalize Christianity, criminalize missions work, criminalize pastors, criminalize church attendance in countries around the world, and let these Islamic countries penalize people and prosecute them under human rights resolutions from the United Nations, which is why, folks, we need you to just join with us and stand up against the Organization of the Islamic Conference today. Call right now, our toll-free number, absolutely free, 1-877-989-2255. We're looking past the election and saying we have got to keep fighting. We're not going to miss a beat. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. And I again encourage you, this week's television broadcast, ACLJ This Week, is very interesting because part one of our series about the Syrian couple who declared asylum in the UK has already run. That was taking you inside their home. This episode is going to take you inside their church and also to have a discussion with their pastor, who also cannot show his face on camera because of fear of retaliation from the Muslim community within the United Kingdom. You'll notice, though, it's very interesting, and I encourage you to tune into that as well, and also get involved in this OIC issue. Be ready to keep fighting on when Wednesday comes. After the election, whatever happens, let's be ready to fight and ready to stand up for Christians around the world. 877-989-2255. Yvonne's calling from Maryland on line two. Yvonne, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Yes, hello.
Hi, Yvonne. You're on the air.
Hi. I'm fine. Thank you. I was calling because I'm really kind of distraught about all this bickering and fighting between both candidates and the bodies that they stand to represent, quote unquote. You know, but it's not the views of every American person. And the point is that I really think that, you know, why do they constantly dig in on Obama? I mean, I don't believe in digging in on anybody, but it's like they don't, if you're going to do something, then, you know, do it fairly on both sides. They don't bring up, you know, we're in this fight against children and women and authorities and things, but McCain was over there in Vietnam bombing women and children.
Well, hold on, though. Yvonne, let me ask you this real quick. John McCain was fighting for his country. I mean, he was carrying out orders by the President of the United States. He didn't start his own fight against some country, killing women and children. That's a political position you're taking where you would have been against the U.S. government. And even if you are, you can't say that John McCain was responsible for that. He was just serving your country. I mean, you agree with that, right?
And just as Obama will be serving his country, but he's not going to be the number one person in control.
No, Barack Obama is the number one person in control when it comes to overturning the ban on partial birth abortion. He signs that Freedom of Choice Act. A lot more abortions are going to occur. That's just facts. That's not making anything up or attacking him unfairly because it's just something he said.
It has to go through the executive part. It has to go through the different branches of government before he can just put his name on anything.
Right, right. But he's the number one person in charge. He is the number one person in charge. To try to compare something John McCain did in Vietnam, people aren't going to talk about that, Yvonne, because that's un-American and unpatriotic. And also, if you look at the men and women who serve, you don't have to agree with every decision that politicians make regarding who and where our armed forces and what they should be doing. But you don't ever deride the people who do serve the country. They don't make those decisions. They don't make the call on what exactly to do. They represent us and defend our freedom. So I think that's why, Yvonne, when you look at this issue, I wish John McCain, there would have been more attention on John McCain's military service and record. I thought there would be. But I think this has just been such a different election cycle that so many issues, I think the economy and everything else combined, has really changed this, and we'll see if this kind of election carries forward in the future. I will encourage you folks to keep calling at 1-800-684-3110 is our number. Only a couple days left to talk about this election on radio with us at 1-800-684-3110. And looking past the election, standing up for Christians around the world, I want you to do so right now by calling us at 877-989-2255. We have got to stand up against the rise of radical Islam. And one way to do so is to stand up against the Organization of the Islamic Conference and this defamation of religion resolution at the UN. You need to call right now. Stand with us. Stand for the Christians around the world. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
Now there's a great new way to stay in touch with the American Center for Law and Justice, ACLJ Wireless. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
With ACLJ Wireless, you'll get special updates from me and be able to get critical information fast, right from your phone. And the best part, you're helping the ACLJ.
The ACLJ Wireless service, 10% of the proceeds from your monthly service go directly to support the ACLJ. Plus, if you sign up today, the ACLJ receives an additional $10 at no extra cost to you. Choose from the most popular phones. Flexible and affordable calling plans starting at $29.99 with every 6 months of service free. And keep your existing cell number.
By using ACLJ Wireless, you're helping the ACLJ stand up for your rights.
ACLJ Wireless Service from ACLJ Member Services. Call now. 1-800-311-2501. That's 1-800-311-2501. Or online at acljwireless.com. Around the world, Christians are under attack. In Iran, a couple is tortured for reading the Bible. Two men tried and convicted for possessing Christian books in Algeria. Examples of a growing global crisis. Christians targeted because of their faith. Now, one of the largest organizations inside the United Nations is making a bad situation worse. The Organization of the Islamic Conference at the UN is pushing a dangerous resolution called Combating Defamation of Religions. It's an anti-Christian measure, and it endorses what's taking place in many Muslim countries, where those who even speak about
promote Islam are severely punished with imprisonment, even death. Now more than ever, Christians expressing their faith are now guilty of hate speech. The American Center for Law and Justice, along with its European affiliate, is sending a powerful message to this UN group. Its anti-Christian bigotry won't be tolerated. Stand with the ACLJ and sign on to this petition. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or add your name online at aclj.org.
Is our number if you want to talk to us at JSecio Live. I got to tell you, folks, this is Jordan Seculo. Just today and Monday, the last 2 days for you to call in to talk about this presidential race before the Americans actually start going to the polls. So if you got an opinion and you want to change some minds, these are the last 2 days to do so. To call us at 1-800-684-3110 either today or Monday. That'll be about it. Though on Tuesday, you could change some minds for people who are maybe driving in their car during the lunch hour, the morning commute, listening to the broadcast, hear your comment. Either way, you could still make an impact that way as well. So we encourage you to get involved, of course, in the program, but also make sure to exercise your ability to vote this election cycle. Let's go right back to the phones. Christina's calling from Virginia on line one. Christina, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hey, Jay. My name's Christy. I'm an attorney in Northern Virginia, and I had a gentleman in my home the other day who was gave me an S, who was a Democrat, and he confirmed what I have long suspected, that there's a lot of what I call historic Democrats, like my parents, mm-hmm. who do not understand the shift in the parties. And I think it's incumbent upon, I'm a McCain supporter, but I think it's incumbent upon both parties really to be articulate about what they stand for, because this man certainly didn't understand the shift in what's happened. He, you know, he was an older gentleman who, like my father, still thinks of the Democrats as representing the blue collar working
right.
man. And I talked him out of voting for Obama, I'm proud to say, because they just don't understand what is at stake.
It's a very interesting point that you bring up, Christina, because in Virginia, and we're here in Virginia as well, a different part of Virginia, but you have a lot of what's called blue dog Democrats, Southern Democrats. In the past, they were very different, even from the Democratic Party. But over the years, even people like Bill Clinton, who appealed very much so to those more centrist Democrats, were slowly moving further left, further left, further left, especially on social issues and defense spending. When it came down to the military's budget, when it came down to things like abortion, remember, Bill Clinton was the president who prevented that partial birth abortion ban, who would veto the ban each time it came up to him, even though they would play a very centrist and moderate approach. Many times their actions would be very different than their words. And that is occurring now in the Southeast. And there's a resurgence in Southern Democrats. There's a race in Georgia right now, a U.S. Senate race in Georgia between Senator Saxby Chambliss and Jim Martin, who is a very much centrist Democrat, though who has appealed to the left. And it'll be very interesting to watch those Senate races as well. But Christina, I want to thank you for your call. She's calling from an important state, Virginia, definitely that one of the top two or three battleground states in the country this year. Let's go back to the phones. Eric from North Carolina on line two, another state which is considered a toss-up state. Eric, welcome to JSecio Live.
Thanks for taking my call. I was calling just to say that I'm still appalled that a Halloween display with a mannequin dressed like Palin
right.
what was in a noose. And, I mean, great day. If that had been Obama, if someone had displayed a Halloween display, even if it wasn't Obama, it was just a black person in a noose being hung, people would be freaking out over this.
Well, actually, Eric, I will say this. A group of college students did that as well. They got in trouble. They actually got to the point where they got arrested because it violated a school policy. So that being said, it happens. This is also Halloween. I understand you're appalled by it. It's not a nice thing. It's not a good thing. At the same time, sometimes these are jokes gone bad. I do think you're right with the racial issue there, and those students got in trouble as well. It's not a good thing. It's not something people should be doing. It could also incite very aggressive behavior and violence. But at the same time, it's Halloween. It's the final 4 days. People are charged up. People are fired up. You know, this is an exciting time in the United States because we're about to elect our next president. And when you look at it overall and you compare our elections to the rest of the world, very peaceful and very easy transitions of power compared to other countries where the only changes of power come when there's war, struggle, death, and violence. So in that aspect, we are still very grateful here in the United States and blessed to have a free elections where when the election goes down and there's some votes, and that doesn't mean there's not little things here and there, but overall, the country doesn't go into revolution. There's not massive bloodshed or fighting in the streets or bombs going off in the squares. It's a peaceful transition of power. And just remember, folks, it's an election. It's 4 years. 2 years from now, we'll be talking about the next election, the midterm elections. We'll be talking about the next presidential election, and you got to keep fighting on the issues that are important. Steve's calling from New York on line three. Steve, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
All right. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Thanks, Steve.
Just a comment that I had to make, just for whoever becomes the next president, you know, they do need a lot of prayer. Remember, we just need to respond greater than react to do, you know, sort of like there's two men of the Bible, Nehemiah, who was concerned about the city, and he took action, and he saw what needed to be done, and he went and petitioned before the king to do what he needed to do, and then the things were done, and the people were protected. And also Ananias went up to, you know, to meet brother Saul of Tarsus, who was an original murderer, and how he had, by God, God had given him the strength to reach Saul. And something like scales fell from Saul's eyes. He began to see. And Ephesians 3:10 says that the government may know Christ by the way the church lives. It's not the church institutionalized, but the way we live, people of faith, not to react, but to respond well and have be people of faith.
Well, Steve, you know, I agree with your call, and I do think that's what you have to do, and that's looking past the election. But I think when you have a choice, there's nothing wrong with people of faith taking hard positions, strong positions, and getting very politically active to change their government as well, to go about it the right way, just like everyone else does in the U.S., but to come together as a coalition, as a group in their local communities, churches, organizations, whichever way they lay on the political aisle. To fight hard for the change that they want, and whether that change is maintaining the same political party or putting in a new political party. When it comes down to voting on Tuesday, we've got to choose between two people who are not in the executive branch. There is no vice president who is running for president. There is not a president running for re-election. These are two U.S. senators with big differences on big issues, and I think this election at the end of the day is just going to come right down to turnout. I got to take this call from Steve in Ohio. Again, another massive swing state. Steve, I want to first ask you, where do you think your state's going on Election Day? And second, let you make your comment.
I'd like to say that it's going to go the right way, if I could say that. But, you know, this morning it was 3% on one channel and 5% difference on the other channel, and both going for different parties. So, it's a big
very close
state. I know they got a big convention here tonight, so in Columbus. So it's going to be interesting to see. But hopefully, just everybody does the right thing. My comment is, you know, I visited my grandparents yesterday, who got a chance to early vote with a bunch of other seniors at a senior assisted living center. And I thought, you know, how do they regulate these centers? Because quite honestly, quite a few of those seniors didn't have a clue what they were voting for.
Right.
Are they influenced by the nurses or the aides that are helping them, or how's this all regulated? Does anybody know?
Well, different states have different rules on that. You know, nursing homes, typically they'll provide, and depending on the place, a transportation to the early voting, like what you said, whether or not they request ballots. That being said, there has been talk a lot about, and a lot of this is which party really engages. It's who makes the who engages in the driving. Of course, a lot of it's family, too. Who's surrounding you? Do you have younger, you know, do you have children who are talking to you about the election, family? But it is something where abuse is not uncommon, and it has been claimed before. So it's something to really watch, Steve, which I encourage you to stay involved with your parents when they're involved in those situations to make sure they are voting the way that you think they would want to be voting. Folks, we want you to stand up against the OIC. Watch the television broadcast tonight. You can call right now. Let's look past the election and keep standing for Christians around the world. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255.